Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, November 18th, and it looks like we're in for another rocky start. Futures are pointing to a lower open across the board.
That's right, the mood is definitely risk-off this morning. We're seeing follow-through weakness after yesterday's big retreat, which pushed the major averages below their 50-day moving averages. That's a technical level a lot of traders were watching.
A pretty significant break. And it seems like the engine of the market, the whole AI trade, is sputtering. What's going on there?
Well, the big headline is NVIDIA. The stock is under pressure after news broke that Peter Thiel's hedge fund completely exited its position. When a major player like that sells out entirely, it makes people nervous.
That'll do it. And it's not just NVIDIA, is it? I'm seeing red on most of the mega cap tech names.
Exactly. It's a broader story. We've got downgrades hitting several of the quote, magnificent seven names. Specifically, Rothschild & Company downgraded both Amazon and Microsoft to neutral from buy. That's a big call on two market giants.
Wow. Downgrading both at once sends a message. But wait, I'm seeing a bright spot here. Alphabet actually got an upgrade?
You got it. It's not all doom and gloom. Loop Capital upgraded Google to buy with a $320 price target. So it's becoming more of a stock picker's market. You can't just buy the whole group and expect it to go up anymore.
Interesting. Okay, let's shift to the economy. We had a big slate of data drop. What's the takeaway from the jobless claims numbers?
They ticked up. Initial jobless claims rose to 232,000, and continuing claims also increased. It points to a slight cooling in the labor market.
So a cooling labor market, that should increase the odds of a Fed rate cut. Right?
Logically, yes, but the market's reaction is a bit muted. The probability for a rate cut in December is holding steady at just under 50%. So this data wasn't enough to really move the needle. The market is still in a show-me state with the Fed.
Got it. Let's talk earnings. The big one that stands out is Home Depot. It looks like a miss.
A definite miss. They missed on earnings per share by 10 cents. And more importantly, they guided their full-year earnings and revenue forecasts below what the street was expecting. That's a major red flag for the health of the consumer.
That's a big deal. Any good news on the earnings front to balance that out?
A few names, actually. Medtronic beat on the top and bottom lines and raised its outlook, which is really strong. And Mare Sports also had a solid quarter, beating expectations and guiding higher. So there are pockets of strength out there.
All right, let's hit some of the big pre-market movers. What's getting crushed this morning?
Well, LifeMD, ticker LFMD, is down a staggering 25%. They missed on revenue and guided Q4 lower, so investors are punishing them for it. Home Depot is also gapping down about 2% on that weak report we just talked about.
Yikes. Okay, who's on the winning side? Who's gapping up?
Gorilla Technology, GRRR, is the big winner, soaring almost 16% after beating estimates. And we have some M&A action. Exalta, ticker AXTA, is up nearly 8% after agreeing to an all-stock merger with AkzoNobel to create a global coatings giant.
Always good to see some deal-making. So, putting it all together, what are you watching for at the opening bell?
All eyes are on tech. Does the selling in names like NVIDIA and Amazon continue, or do dip buyers see this as an opportunity? That break of the 50-day moving average is critical. We need to see if the market can find its footing here, or if we're in for more downside.
So the key is whether we find support at these levels. It feels like the market is at a real inflection point after a long run-up.
That's the perfect way to put it. This is a classic test. Is this just a healthy pullback to digest gains, or is it the start of a more significant correction? The price action today and for the rest of the week will be very telling.
A lot to watch for. Thanks for the breakdown. That's all the time we have for The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to see how it all plays out. Have a great trading day, everyone.